John Batchelor, this is the John Batchelor Show. Energy, the story of the 21st century. Energy, who has it? Who needs it? How can you protect your supply lines? Europe, a few winters ago, was prey to the whims of the Kremlin. There was an accidental turnoff of natural gas flowing through some of the pipelines through Ukraine. Western Europe was frightened. However, there is news coming out of Eastern Europe, Southern Europe, Western Europe, all of Europe, that's changing the matrix quickly. Robert Cutler, writing for Asia Times Online, is here to understand what this strike in Romania of natural gas means for all of the European consumers. Robert, a very good evening to you. Romania finds natural gas. Was it always there? Is it easy natural gas? Are they delighted?
It was always there. They just found it. It's easy natural gas, and they are delighted.
And Romania is not someone we think of as an energy exporter. So does that mean that they're going to be the new kid in town? Lots of SUVs, big casinos, everybody smoking cigars?
Well, I don't know about that. If you've been to Sofia or Constanța lately, there's probably a bit of that already around. But there is the chance that this is going to turn out to be really big. What was announced was a strike offshore natural gas of about 100 billion cubic meters. And I'll tell you what that means in a moment. And what's important is that there's a chance that there are five other structures, offshore geological structures, that very much resemble the one that they found this 100 billion in. And so if those all prove out, which is a big if, but still well within the realm of possibility, because these estimates always get upgraded as time goes on, they might have as much as a half a trillion billion cubic meters. Now, what does that mean? It means that it's equivalent, for example, to about 30 years of Romania's current gas consumption, or 75 to 90 years of its current gas imports. So if it wanted to, it would have a lot of gas to export to Eastern Europe, and it has the capacity to develop this because there's a oil and gas university in a town called Ploiești that's been around for over 50 years where they have a lot of practice doing this.
I note in your piece in Asia Online that Chevron is invited to start drilling for shale gas in northeastern Romania around Barlad. So does that mean that we're combining the offshore gas with the new exploration of shale gas that's very rich in this country?
Well, that's a different basket. It's not really related to the offshore find, but it would certainly increase the reserves if it were found of the gas that would be at Romania's disposition to do whatever it wanted with.
Now we have to connect Romania with the rest of the Europe and who needs the gas. There are three connectors here. There's the interconnector Turkey-Greece, the ITG. There's the interconnector Turkey-Greece-Italy, ITGI, to southern Europe. And I think there are a couple more, IBRs, and there's an ITB. How does this enter in, all this natural gas in Romania, into the demands of Europe?
Well, the European Council, which is part of the European Union, decided a couple of years ago, last year, that because of the Russian cutoffs and the results of that, that every country that's a member of the European Union should have at least two sources of gas. And Bulgaria has only one pipeline, and it's decided to comply by building another pipeline into Turkey. That's the IBT that you mentioned, the ITB, the interconnector Turkey-Bulgaria. Now, just as a footnote, as you know, the Turkey-Greece interconnector already exists. It's been working for a while. And there's supposed to have been a Greece-Bulgaria interconnector, but that's been going on for like 2 or 3 years. There's not very, for reasons nobody really understands, no work has really been done on it. And so the gas from, say, Shah Deniz off of Azerbaijan, which is going to go through Turkey, could get to Bulgaria either via Turkey, Greece, Bulgaria, or directly now Turkey, Bulgaria now. What Bulgaria's decided to do is to build another interconnector, Bulgaria-Romania, which means that it might be able to use some of the Romanian gas if it decided to.
Does this give security, energy security, to states that did not have it because they were depending on those connectors?
Yes. The states in Eastern and Southeastern Europe have always been the ones that have been the hardest hit over the series of Russian gas cutoffs over a couple of winters in the past decade. And, you know, scores of people literally dying from cold, which doesn't make anyone happy. And so it would really help them to be less dependent on Russia.
Are we looking at Romania being the gas giant of the region? Is it that much? I'm not aware of the revenue that other states in the region get from their energy.
Well, it's aside from the gas that might be coming in through Turkey, it is quite an important amount now, yes. In terms of what other countries have available, you hear talk about Poland having 300 billion cubic meters in shale. Well, if Romania proves out all of these offshore deposits, it's going to trump that pretty easily and less expensively and more environmentally friendly.
And does it, let's put it this way, does it demote Russia in terms of its energy, its ability to strangle energy to Europe? I know the pipelines are meant to do this, but does this strike do that?
Not by itself. It has to be developed. The feeder pipelines to other countries have to be set in. And also, there's this whole question about the Russian South Stream pipeline that Bulgaria is going to let them build. It's a whole other story. But that's the one that might, with another leg, go across Greece and under the sea and into Italy, which Greece might allow them to do because the DEPO, which is the Greece public gas utility, because of it's going up on auction. You know, they're privatizing everything, and Gazprom might be in the market for the Greece gas company so that it can ship its gas across the under the sea to Italy.
Now, you write that ExxonMobil was partnering with the Romanian company Petrom, which is part of the Austrian company, for this strike. Are there other majors operating in Romania, or does ExxonMobil have the dominant role here?
Aside from the ones you've mentioned, including the strike, the shale gas, these are the main ones.
And Gazprom not getting a piece of this action then. I mention that only because Gazprom pretty much acts like a surrogate for Moscow.
Yes, it does. It's if you want to say that there's anything like a post-Soviet foreign policy, you have to look at where the pipelines run.
So the question here is, what does this do for foreign policy, for the geopolitics of the region? Has Romania suddenly, all of a sudden, become everybody's best friend? If you're Bulgarian, for example, or if you're working in Albania, do you now suddenly beef up your embassy over in Romania?
Well, these people live in a relatively small, you know, part of the world by North American standards, and so they know each other pretty well. Sometimes too well, but because familiarity can breed contempt. But
right.
they're pretty friendly these days, what it could do is it could help to decrease their vulnerability to Russia. Because if you look at the parts of Europe that is to the south and to the east of Austria-Hungary, the main pipelines, as a gross generalization, the main pipelines run north-south. Some of them might run from like northwest to southeast, but they're mainly north-south. What all these interconnectors do is that they provide bridges, east-west bridges, amongst the different pipelines, and Romania and other countries would be able to feed them. And what that would do, it creates a gas ring, really. And what you can do with these interconnectors is you can make them bi-directionally reversible so that if one country has a demand, it can get gas from another country, and then, if necessary, that interconnector can be reversed. So it really could, with these relatively small and relatively inexpensive interconnectors, you could really do a lot to assist in the security of supply to these countries.
Robert Cutler, writing for Asia Times Online. He's a senior research fellow at the Institute of European, Russian, and Eurasian Studies at Carleton University. Energy Security for Southern Europe and Eastern Europe. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.